Hey, it's Ryan Man coming to you with another Broncos Country Blitz, and it's really a follow-up to the one from yesterday. As I was recording that, I was thinking to myself, do I want to do this already, or will enough change in the next few hours that maybe I want to wait till Sunday to record it? And I went, well, what the heck, let's go for it. You know, Paxton Lynch made the roster, okay, let's go ahead and talk about the final 53. Then, of course, less than 24 hours later, to Elway and Joseph's credit, I think Elway probably had a little more to do with it, though. They part ways with Paxton Lynch. They go ahead and bring in Hogan, who was just cut by the Redskins, as our third quarterback, which I like that move. Hogan has shown more promise with the Browns and the Redskins than Lynch really ever did with the Broncos, other than a couple flashes here or there, and then him trying to save his job in the last preseason game. So, like that move. Once again, credit to the Duke and credit to Joseph for making the tough call of letting a former first-round draft pick go that you thought was going to be the face of the Broncos franchise someday. I think the move's beneficial for both the Broncos and for Paxton Lynch. Maybe he'll get a fresh start somewhere. Or hey, with the moves John Gruden's making in Oakland, I could see him totally bringing in Paxton Lynch right now, couldn't you? So, we'll see what happens there. And it's not totally, other than the Paxton Lynch news, a follow-up to yesterday just for that reason. The Broncos put Sue Cravens on IR because his knee flared up and re-signed McKenzie. So one of the players I mentioned yesterday that, hey, you know, he could still deserve a roster spot instead of a third quarterback spot, we brought Isaiah McKenzie back. Sure, it may only be for a few weeks, but he's back on the roster as of right now. So we'll see if he can redeem himself. There's still that scare of carrying three quarterbacks when you could use that extra roster spot by carrying two quarterbacks for something else, like another safety or a wide receiver or something like that. But I feel a lot better having Hogan in that quarterback room than I did Paxton Lynch. So I know I said it last time. Maybe I'm cursing myself. But until the Broncos take on the Seahawks after week one of the regular season of the NFL, we'll be talking to you then. And until then, this is the Ryan Man with the Broncos Country Blitz.